We've been talking about the sugya of Elul. Elul ani l'doidi v'doidi li. About being a mevakesh Hashem. I want you to know it's a little embarrassing to be giving a shmooze here. I watched the Olam, second Seder today, there was a fire. There was a fire, and I'm thinking, why am I giving this shmooze? Everybody else could give this shmooze. But it ignited me. It ignited me also, and it's all about being a mevakesh. Acha shoalti. We say this every day in Elul. Acha shoalti meis Hashem. Oisa avakesh. Shifti bebeis Hashem kol yimei chaya. The Malbim says something amazing over here. What does it mean? It sounds like I should edit this. Can we edit David Amelech's words? It says, there's one thing that I ask, and it's the thing that I ask. Acha shoalti. Oisa avakesh. Shifti bebeis Hashem kol yimei chaya. What does that mean? That the thing that I'm asking is the thing I'm being mevakesh. Of course it is, right? How could you speak this way? But we know, and especially the Malbim Shita, the Grah Shita, is there's nothing in the Torah that's extra. Even in Tanakh, there's nothing that's a synonym even. Everything's different. And there's something called a She'ela and a Bakasha. What's the difference between the two? You know, Esther Hamalka, Queen Esther, she came in front of Achashverosh. She says, and he says to her, Ma she'ela seichu, ma bakasha seich. What are you asking for? What does that mean? It means like this. There are things we ask for externally. That's called a she'ela. And then there's things that really are what we want from that. My kids ask me for money. Right? They say, could I have 10 shekel? And I say, what do you want? Right? The she'ela is 10 shekel. But there's a bakasha over there. I don't know what they're getting. Right? The She'ela and Bakasha are usually different. Someone's asking for one thing, he wants something else. David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha Sha'alti, I have one request. You know what that is? It's to be in your house. Shifti Bebeis Hashem Kol Yimei Lachsos Benoam Levakar Behei. I want to tend to everything here. And it's Oisa Avakesh. I have no ulterior motives. Right? Hashem, I want to walk around your house, take care of everything. Can I have a Ferrari? Right? No, that's illegal. David says, Acha Shoalti, it's Oisa Avakesh. The very thing I'm asking for, Bari Elam, check me, look inside. I want to be in your house just because I love being with you. That is El. That's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, is to realize that we have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I had a Chiddush, but it's Pashup Shah. I love those types of chidushim that are a chiddush, but pashup shat. I was bothered. We're davening, we're saying all the time, right? We're saying, bakshu funai. We say, v'cha amar libi, bakshu funai. Right? Es panecha Hashem avakish. When we say Hashem, that we're mavakishim, you know what we say? We're mavakish his face. Hashem doesn't have a face last time I checked, right? You're not Bikuris, we can't touch your wine if you say that Hashem has a face. So what does it mean that whenever we're saying I'm mevakesh, it's even in davening, in Psukit Zimrai, it popped in. While it's hard to have kavana, sometimes you have to prepare a shmuz, because you find Rai is during Psukit Zimra. It says, Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi, bakshu fonai tamid. It's in Psukit Zimra. We don't have to go to L'David. Why, when we're Mevakish Hashem, do we say we want to see his face? And the answer is so pashut. What does it mean to be a Mevakish? It means to realize that this is where the party is at, and that there's a relationship over here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something to connect to. And when a person gets that, the whole tshuva process falls by the wayside. It's called Yemei Rotzin. The days, these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur are called Yemei Ratzon. That means Hashem loves us. He has a Ratzon towards us. But we come back with our own Ratzon. And we show Hashem we're in on this relationship. We're in on it. We're on board. Like the Sfas Emes said last week, the word Ratzon. Ratzon is the highest level. Everyone was asking me. Last week I said Kabbalistic sources say that Ratzon is the highest part of a person, the will. And they all caught me. They say, you never do that. You always tell us where things are. So it's in the Zohar, okay? Kabbalistic sources. Okay, you got me this time. Right? But Yemei Ratzon, Ratzon is, in the person, the highest level, his ambitions, his wants, what he wants. And the Sfas Emes says that's where you run. Ratzon is Miloshen Ritza. It's all about running. And I'll tell you a beautiful story. Rabbi Zal Kharif, who was from the big Rosh Ga'inim of the generation during the time of Volozhin Yeshiva, one time he gets up, he comes to Volozhin, Yeshiva's Volozhin, and he wants to find a shidduch for his daughter. Right? So what does he do? He gets up and says, I don't have time to fahare all of you guys. Right? These were the G'dayle Olam of the generation. These were not regular Bachran. They were all Bikiyim and Shas and Poiskim at the ripe old age of 20. And he says, I'm going to ask a Kasha. Whoever can answer this Kasha can have my daughter. Pretty good, right? Sounds like a fairy tale. Like, very exciting. Right? And everyone's tumulting back and forth and arguing. And Rabbi Zal is like, nah. Very unimpressed with Volozhin. He goes home without a shidduch for his daughter. And Rabbi Yossel Shluffel, who then was probably Yossel and not Rabbi Yossel, the Av Bezdin of Slonim, was running after his horse and buggy. Running! And he said to Rav Kharif, he says, shidduch or no shidduch? You didn't tell us the answer to the kasha! He says, you could have my daughter. And I want you to know, it's a cute story, but I'm telling you, I have daughters that are close to shidduchim age. Right? If you apply yourselves, you never know. That chance. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is I have daughters where I think about these things. And I want you to know, I thought about this long and hard. That's what you want. That's where the life is. Someone who cares. Not someone who runs through blot. Not someone who knows things about path. Someone who's in the zone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different type of person. It's a different type of being. It's someone who realizes that this is where everything's from. And there's running all over the world. Anu Ratzim, we run, and they run. Like we heard from Rabbi Yoni Greenberg on Shabbos night, beautiful. He said as he was touching down in L.A., back to L.A. and Yoni Greenberg, he said he saw everybody running. Running. Everybody's running. But where are they running? Where are they running? And I'll tell you a tremendous chiddush, which is Pashut Pshat. We call ourselves the Lomdei Beis Medrash, right? We thank Hashem after we learn Torah. We say, Moda ani lefanech Hashem Elokai, shesamte chelki me yoshvei Beis Medrash. Thank you for letting us be the ones who sit in a Beis Medrash. We're all here sitting in a Beis Medrash. And we're not from the yoshvei kronos. We're not from the people who sit on corners, okay? Now, I take Chazal very seriously. It's true, there are always hooligans and bullies on the corner and tough guys. Right, an RBS marching around on the corners, right? Ooh. Sorry, I did that for you, Akiva. To keep everybody awake. So there are always people on corners, it's true, but who says that that's an important thing? Why is that such a good hangout? Why is a chronos, a corner, such a great place to hang around? And why don't troubled people go there? I'll make like a whole chabura on a corner and be makariv all these guys. Right, never. We'll open up our little, like, not like a Chabad house, but something like that on a corner, and we'll get all the corner people. What is it about corners? Corners, you know what they are? There are directions in life. There's this way. There's that way. There are highways. There are roads, vistas, uncharted territories. A corner is where two places meet, and it's where you're supposed to go somewhere. You go either here or there. You don't sit in a corner. People who sit at corners have nothing to do with their lives. There is nowhere to run. Let's just sit here on the corner. It's all about the chill. Nothing happens on a corner. Do you know why 7-Eleven is such a big hangout? Right? Do you know why? It's very simple. The whole tachlis of 7-Eleven is to get a Slurpee and then continue on your way. It's not a place where people are supposed to stay. Ask anybody. Ask the CEO of 7-Eleven. The whole chop is you're moving fast. You go there, you get a Slurpee, you get a few donuts, whatever, and you move on. That's exactly where people have nowhere to run, hang out for long periods of time. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Because they're on a corner. They have no idea what they're running for. Or they're running for nothing. Even more, they're running on the corner, on their treadmill, running and running and running nowhere. And I'm going to tell you something very scary. And if you want to see this, you can find this in town. Exactly what I'm talking about. There's something called running to a Be'er Shachas. What's a Be'er Shachas? You know what it is translated? A well. A well is where you get water, it's geschmack, it's gewaldig, right? A well of nothingness, of despair and destruction. What is that? What's a well of nothingness? What is that? How do you have a well that's of nothingness? And my Rebbe was once Masbir, once when we were learning Mishle, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. He said, look at the world today. They're creating things every second. All new types of nothingness. And it doesn't stop. And that's why it's always so exciting to go there. Because there's a new nothing, and a new nothing, and a new nothing. But it's all a well of absolutely nothing. And it's all sitting on the corner. It's all there. And a person has to really enter a zone of where I'm running. Not just ask themselves, did I have Bari Nefashis with Kavana? It's important before Rosh Hashanah. They have to ask themselves a much deeper question. A much deeper question. Where are they running? And at a certain point, a kid grows up and he says, this is not a cat and mouse game where I'm trying to run away from the principal and trying to figure things out and move and go. And he says, what am I doing with myself? Where am I going? Where am I running? So how do we start running to the right place? How do we start running to the right place? The answer is, a person has to start trying to run with Hashem only. Meaning, when you go on a date, right? You have to invest. I had one time a guy, he was really short for time. He was trying to date multiple girls at the same time in Shiduchim. Right, go to, not at the same moment, like he had a Coke in this hotel and then he ran to another Coca-Cola in the other hotel, like, sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. No, it wasn't like that. It was every other night. He just wanted to be economical. You know, why do I have to go through all these lists? I'll just cover all these women at the same time. You know, I'll find a winner. Now they have something called speed dating. It's very cool. You go from one to the next. Okay, but that's only for emergency situations, for older bachur. But, I tell them, I say, listen, you can't get to know a girl if there's another girl that you're thinking about. It just doesn't work. You have to be running with one thing to get to know that thing. And I had an unbelievable thing happen to me. I think it was yesterday or the day before. A bachur came to me, and I get a lot of interesting questions, and he says to me, Rebbe, he says, I have two choices. I can go to a bar with the boys. Not the boys from our yeshiva, but the boys! You know, the boys, right? There's like a collective boys in Yerushalayim. It's much more exciting than the boys here. It's the boys, right? I could go with the boys, or I could go with my Rebbe to the Kosel Hamaravi. I'm like, why is he asking me this question, right? And you should just know I didn't answer him. I didn't answer him. And I'll explain to you why. I'll explain to you why. And all the older boys are like, I can't believe he asked such a ridiculous question to the Mashgiach. No, it wasn't ridiculous. You know why? And you have to know how to hear questions. There are some times where somebody asks something ridiculous, and there's some times where someone says, I want to know where to run. Where am I supposed to run? There are the boys on this corner, and then there's the Kosel, which is a relationship with Hashem. And if you really want to figure that out, you should be stumped. And I couldn't tell him the answer. I couldn't tell him. Because that's too big of a question for me to answer. That's way out of my league. I would not have the chutzpah if I see someone making that. I didn't make a decision like that this year. I didn't make a decision like that last year either. And he went to the Kaisel, and I have one regret that I didn't give him my name to daven for me. Because I've never gone to the Kaisel like that. I've never been a rotz to the Kosel HaMaravi to have a kesher with Bari Olam that way. We have to really ask ourselves what we're doing over here. There are two types of boys who get up for chakras, okay? We're only covering people who get up for chakras. Usually the people who come to the shmooz get up for chakras, so it's fair bet. You can tell the other guys that they weren't included. If they come next week, we'll do a whole shmooz about not getting up for chakras. But there are two types of boys who get up for Shachris. There's one who gets up, he's running to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's another one who feels so bad about what he did the night before because he got trashed, that he feels like if he goes to Shachris, he'll be able to live with himself. You can't even compare these two people. They're both at Shachris, bright and early. Look, Rabbi, I'm here. Right? Right? But it's totally different types of people. One is a two-timer, and one has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not an easy decision, and I'm not belittling it at all, because it's a major life decision. It's a major life decision. And if you want to see the most lost Jewish girls, I love these girls in town. I love them. They're Yiddish and neshamas. The most lost people on planet Earth are the Benos Yisrael in town. Not the boys. The boys are just chilling. And they come back to yeshiva, and they get really powered up with Torah, and they'll get it. They'll get there. These poor girls are eating frozen yogurt by day, and by night, hunting around. And they expect that their shiduchim are going to go well. They're not going to go well. They get these reputations to the kazoo, right? And then, I didn't think about that. Wow, he's a genius. The rabbi, he's so smart. Right? Aside from eating too much ravlach and gaining weight, which doesn't help their shiduchim. But this is the situation. Lost people. Lost people. If I would tell you the people to stay away the most, it's from the people who are on corners. Winners don't go to corners. Winners set up yeshiva, not on a keren, but in a base medrash. And now I want to take it to another level, because it's not enough what we just said. We've been talking about rutzen, which is running! Running! And it's not enough to run anymore. It's not enough. You know why? Because it's not the pshat that we're just running to Beis Medrash. Things are sucking us out of the Beis Medrash. The boys, or whatever it may be, is sucking us out. That means that if you run, it's not going to help. Because if someone wraps a rope around you and you're running, you're not going to go anywhere. So we have to talk about something different. And that's the difference between running, which is ritza, ratzon, and redifa. Running, chasing something. Chasing is something totally different. Now, buckle your seatbelts, because this is one of the most important things that I've ever said in this yeshiva, and I don't believe I've ever said this in this context. This is something that will make a person successful in every endeavor, be'ezrus Hashem, that's good in their life. Something very big we're about to say over here. And that is the following. There's two ways of going about things in life. There's one way of trying, but then being okay with excuses, because excuses are legitimate. Excuses, it was very noisy in the dorm, the air condition's broken, I miss my mommy and daddy, the food is terrible, my roommates are losers. You can come up with, these are all the things, right, that people come up with. And then you'll go through the year and you'll have a whole list of reasons why you're a loser. But you'll have a whole bunch of reasons why. If anyone wants to know why you're a loser, you go, refer to my list. Look, I have 10 reasons. And these people are 80 years old in the back of shuls, grumpy at Misha Beiruch. Hey, why didn't he say a Misha Beiruch for me? That's what happens to these guys. And if you want to sit with them, go, sit down, I'll show you my list of why I wasn't able to do anything with my life, right? Get out of here. Get out of here. My Rebbe said there's nothing more pathetic than an alter late, than an old clown. Because he's old and he's still a clown. That's called losing the game. That's called losing the game. Legitimate excuses are losing the game. A roidef is somebody who takes no prisoners. This is all Maharal. Anything I'm about to say, it was too complicated for me to quote it inside. It's right in front of me, whoever wants to see. Everything that I'm saying now is based on the Maharal and Derech Chaim. In Perikei, the Maharal says the following thing. He says, "Ben Esrim Lirdeif." At the age of 20, a person learns how to run after things. And he says, according to the Torah, you can only join the army at age 20. Do you know why? Because at age 20, you take that pistol and you bust his brains out. You can't afford this. Stop crying to mommy. Make it happen. Take out your machine gun and be a man. Before the age of 20, you're not capable of that. And the Maharal says it starts at age 18. till age 20. He says, age 18, and this is fascinating because this is our spectrum of age. He says, you know, Chazal and Kedushin tell you that somebody who doesn't get married at 20, Tipuch Hatzmotav, I want to start a new campaign, right? In Mishpacha magazine, it says, you're 21, it's official. I want to start, it's you 20, it's a Gemara and Kedushin, let's get married, right? What? Have they started one already? No, okay. So 20 is the age that you get in trouble not for getting married. Says the Maharal, why? Ben Shmon Esrei's L'chuppah, you start learning how to chase at the age of 18. Then you mature till the age of 20 and you're definitely ready. Why? Because you can now have a wife, you can have kids. You're not going to be one of these weirdos who's caught by your children at 3 in the morning looking at a cesspool of stuff. Tati, what are you doing? Emails. Right? You think this is funny. This is what I deal with. This is the pain that I have to suffer with this job. They didn't tell me this when I took this position, that this is what I would be dealing with. People who are not responsible, who don't know how to smash things that destroying their lives, their wives' lives, and their children's lives. But at age 20, a person knows how to shoot to kill. He knows how to stop making excuses for himself. He knows how to stop getting drunk at kiddushes. He knows how to become a man to fight a war. And says the Maharal, that's why the Gemara says, if at age 20, you're not married, you're doing something wrong. Obviously, we need more time. We need a little bit of an extension. But the idea, he says, is this process starts at 18 and it continues at 20. And listen to something fascinating. There's an idea in the Torah, it's brought already in Rashi and Chumash, that really we're told at 13 we're responsible for our Averis. It's true. But at age 20, you're responsible in Shemayim. You get all the way till age 20 until you're Chayiv in Dinei Shemayim. It's a nice break. Right? It's a nice break. A lot of people made big mistakes until the age of 20. So if you got away from Bezin Shalmata, which all of us did, in Shemayim, the Cheshvan starts at age 20. Says the Maharal, why? At Bar Mitzvah, they told me I'm responsible. He says, fundamentally, it's different. When you're 13, you know how to put on tefillin when they tell you. But when there's a challenge, you have a good excuse. Until you start working from 18 to 20, on Roy Dave, on running after things, attacking, shooting to kill, then you have an excuse in Shemayim. But once you get to an age where you realize this is not a joke, I am going to be a husband. I am going to be a father. I am going to be a role model. I am going to be a leader. When am I going to figure this out? And yeah, I have 30 excuses to be a loser. And you tear that up. Take a hike. Go with the boys who are on the street corner. I don't care where the boys are. I want to become a husband. I want to become a father. I want to become a real Ben Taira. I want to make this happen. I want to shoot to kill. Says the Maharal, that's when you start being responsible for yourself. That's when you start going to war. And it's a diuk. We say this in Elokai Netzor. We say, Elokai Netzor l'shoni meira, usfasai midaber mirma, mekalei nafshi tizom, ube mitzvoy secha, tirdof nafshi. We should run after mitzvahs. Calm down, right? This is not just a sprint. Imagine a guy with a spear, right? Relax. That's how you're supposed to go after mitzvahs? And the answer is, yeah. You know, I tried to be makabal myself to learn a Musar Seder, this El. Okay, I know I do a lot of Musar. It's my profession. But learning a Musar Seder alone is different. It's different. And every time I open my Shari Tshuva, 5 people are trying to attack me at different directions. And I don't have an excuse. I really wanted to have an excuse, but I don't have an excuse. I should go onto the roof and figure out, I don't have a key to the roof. I should find a key to the roof. Rabbi Center doesn't have a key to the roof. I should ask the head of Zvil for a key to the roof and lock myself up there. Rabbono Shalom, you're a mashgiach of yeshiva, you don't have a Musar Seder? Figure it out! That's what creates successful people. People who don't make excuses. And Rav Shlomo Freifeld, who is a big Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Yashiv, one of his friends was envious of him. He said, look what you have. You have a yeshiva, you have a camp, you're a big success. And he felt like he was of same capabilities, and he didn't see that much came out of him. He says, I'll tell you the difference between me and you. He says, when somebody came to me to learn, I learned with them. I didn't look for the perfect opportunity. I took somebody He was ready to learn. Then came another one. Then came another one. And it turned into this whole malucha. He says, you're waiting for the perfect opportunity. Everything has to be exact. Life is not like that. Definitely not in this generation. In this generation, if you were not a warrior during Bein HaZmanim, you will fall flat on your face. Not only will you not be a Ben Torah, you'll be a pervert if you're not willing to fight in this generation. Every person who's not a warrior in this generation is in a cesspool. Is in a cesspool. And if a person doesn't know how to take out his M16 and shoot to kill and start taking a real initiative in who he's becoming, he'll be one of those fourth-year guys who comes to me at the end of the period. This happens to me. They come to my office, right? They didn't spend a lot of time in office. They say, can I put you on my recommendation list for Shiduchim? I'm like, where? What? For a girl from the Shuk? I don't say that. But you know why I don't say it to them? Because they come in crying. I come in saying, you can do it. And you know, and then I tell them, you know how I've always been saying that you can't do it? I lied. You can do it. Just please succeed. I try anything and everything. But 1 year of sitting on corners, 2 years of sitting on corners, 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 and suddenly marriage hits them in the face, and you think the divorce rate is high. You know what scares me? The people who are still married. You don't know what's going on with people who are still married. I do. You only get scared, oh my gosh, he got divorced. Most of the people I find that got divorced, by the way, in our situations are not the scary cases. It's the people who stay together that are very, very worrisome. There's a certain becoming of a man, of an ish. Ish. Ish is Aleph, is Hashem, over Yesh, over the entire world. Controlling yourself. And we need this with everything. We need to know how to rodev. The Maharal says in another place, in Nesiv Shalom, he says a person needs to be a rodev shalom. It always says, run after peace. Why? And I want you to all listen to this, very dear to my heart, okay? We now entered the world of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. There are so many families, people don't speak to each other, friends that something happened and they just distance themselves. The Maharal says that if you're not a rodev shalom, if you don't attack shalom, grab your friend who you haven't talked to and say, let's go out to eat and talk. If you don't do that, you will be against each other for the rest of your life. Not only you will be, your kids won't speak to their kids. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Rodev shalom! At this time, before Rosh Hashanah, a person should be very nervous going to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and asking for rachmim and having someone that he has beef with that he didn't at least try to deal with the guy. Listen, we can't always be successful, but you need to be a roidev shalom. It says Aaron was a roidev shalom. He made it happen. Yeah, there are 20 reasons why we should be in a fight. 20 legitimate reasons. Do you want to just hold your list your whole life, or do you want to work out your issues with people? You can work them out. You just have to be proactive. You have to go in and be roidev. And I'll tell you, this answered something for me. It answered a few things, actually. Chazal tell us on the pasuk in Balak, it says, it's talking about Kriya Shema. Bilam is having a nevuah about the godless of Klal Yisrael. Hey, nam kilavi yakum v'ka'ari yisnase. We're like a lion that jumps up in the morning. Lo yishka v'ad yoichel teref. He doesn't go to sleep until he eats his prey, v'dam chalolim yishte, in the blood of the carcasses. Right? This is a very gory. Right? What's this talking about? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, people who get up in the morning like lions and go to shachris, wear tzitzis, and put on tefillin. Say Kriya Shema Bismana. Whoa, this sounds like a National Geographic movie. What is this? Attacking and blood and this and that. And the answer is, Bilam gave us a message from Hashem. We know how hard it is to be this way. To be a Yid who gets up every day, there's so many reasons not to get up. There's so many reasons not to be successful. There's so many reasons not to be attached. There's so many reasons to be totally disconnected. And you have to be a lion, pouncing. And another chazal, two chazals, for the price of one, both in Erevin, one on Nun Dalet and one on Nun Hey. So I don't even have to flip the pages. Says over here, actually I do, because one's on Nun Dalet, I'm an Aleph. Okay. Says the Gemara, a pasuk, Chayoscha Yashvuba, Tachim B'Tavaska La'ani Elohim. What does this mean? It seems to be comparing Klal Yisrael to a wild animal. Im Adam Asa Atzmo Kechaya. If a man makes himself like a wild beast, like a wilder beast, that sounds very good. I don't know what a wilder beast is. Wilder beast, a wild beast. Shedoreses Voicheles, that pounces on its prey and eats it right away. That's how Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. What's this talking about? I don't know, it's scary. What are we pouncing on? Says Rashi something frightening. He says, right when you learn a Gemara, chazer it right away. You grab that Gemara and you chazer it. Bah! Calm down, right? Look at the chazara, the time when it's time for chazara. Look, find me how many people are around during chazara. I mean, talk of today, it was amazing. It was amazing. People were pouncing on the sugya like lions today. That's why. People were killing savage beasts, attacking and eating the thing right there and then. Fresh meat! Fresh flesh! That's what you need to be successful. And I want you to know, I'm not here to give secular advice, because I give only advice to get close to Hashem. But find me any successful person in the world, who doesn't know this formula of success. All successful people, without fail, know how to make things happen, are not waiting for things to come to them. No successful person is not like this, because life doesn't create great people unless you're willing to be a roidev. And this is the zman. We're here in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a lot of confusion, and the confusion is sometimes for people, in particular first year in the beginning, it's very confusing, but it's much sadder not for first year, it's sadder for people who are confused, who are older, who don't get it together. First year, it makes sense to be very confused. It's a very confusing time. There are more options in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh than there are in America. And there are a lot of reasons why they're much more enticing and easy and exciting than they ever were before. It makes sense to be confused as a first-year Bachar. But a person has to realize that this shouldn't be till the age of 80. At a certain point, a person has to say that the boys can take a hike because they're sitting on a corner. What am I going to do when I'm with my wife? I'm going to call the boys to bail me every time I can't figure out how to be a proper husband and be a proper father? They didn't tell me that, the boys, that they were going to leave me high and dry at the chuppah. They dance me to the yichud room and then they're gone for the rest of your life. They're gone. And they leave you in the dust. And you know what? When you leave the group, they're going to hate you. They're not going to say that you're from. They're going to say, oh, okay. Oh, look, we have the Chafetz Chaim over here. David, no hookahs for you. Oh, better go to Mea Sharim. Go to Ellie's for a burger. Wouldn't want to be caught at Yafo. But you know what I'm telling you, and I know this for a fact. They're scared stiff. When one guy from the group shows this level of confidence, it destroys the group and it makes them into a state of fear. Fear. I know it from experience, from speaking to them. I know it from life, and it's true. It's true. And they'll fight till the end until you get out of their system. Somebody had clarity. No. We should all be Zocha. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Bakshu panai! We have a kesher with Bayre Eilam! Nothing could be better, and we'll be Zeicha to come into Rosh Hashanah with our head high because we're close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.